Almost 5 years ago, we introduced you to the Iboners, people who owned a robotic pet called Ibo. Ibo is a sophisticated little guy who looks like a plastic chihuahua. According to Sony, who manufactures him, he was programmed to exhibit several emotions and instincts. The Iboners had gathered with their Ibos in the basement of the Santa Monica Public Library, where our reporter Mandalit Del Barco explored the relationship with man's best synthetic friend.
My name is Joe Barnhart. My dog's name is Rusty. Rusty basically does what he wants. That's what makes him interesting. He is autonomous, and he basically figures out what to do each moment himself. So what makes him entertaining is
Did he just wave?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he just waved at you.
My name is Jeffrey Gouda, and my Ibos are named Rags, Mazinga, and Anubis, actually, three of them.
We remind you of this because last week, Sony announced that after selling 150,000 Ibos for anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 apiece, Sony is ending production. Consumer robotics, canine and humanoid as well, are no longer part of Sony's core mission. Well, they are obviously still a core mission of Bruce Binder in Rancho Cordova, California, near Sacramento. Mr. Binder, I gather you account for a pretty hefty share of those Ibos that have been sold.
We have 56 of them.
56 Ibos. And are they very different one from the other?
Very definitely, especially the different models. The original models don't do voice commands at all and have one sensor on their head that you can either pet them or scold them with. The next series have three pet sensors, one under their chin, one on the top of their head, but they also do voice commands. And you can praise them by saying good dog or good boy or good Ibo, and also you can scold them by saying bad dog or bad Ibo.
But do you ever find that within the same model that different individual Ibos will develop different kinds of responses?
Absolutely. We do synchronized dancing with a special disco chip. And there's been a couple of times where when we put their autonomous chips back in them, we accidentally switch to, and we'll boot them up and be playing with them and go, you know, there's something wrong. This dog doesn't seem right. And we'll have accidentally put another dog's chip in them. And we can tell immediately. Their personalities are completely different, even running the same software.
Well, the announcement from Sony must be awfully bad news for you.
You know, I'm not devastated. I'm a little disappointed. Ibos will live on with us for obvious reasons. Sony tells us they're going to keep making batteries for 7 years, so that's going to be taken care of. And, you know, nothing is ever written in stone. Sony's doing reorganizing now with Sir Stringer, their new CEO.
This is Howard Stringer, yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if they came back. At first, I couldn't understand why they would cut something like Ibo. It was profitable. But from everything I've heard, the newest model, the RS7, was pretty much coming to the end of its production anyway. And R&D is really expensive, and it's hard for a company to try to go into the black when they're showing R&D expenses. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they pulled the plug, at least for now.
Do you assume, by the way, that you have the world's largest collection of Ibos?
We've been told by both Sony America and Sony Europe that we do, in fact, have the world's largest private collection.
That's tens of thousands of dollars worth of Ibos, though.
We've probably got around $95,000 invested between the Ibos and the Ibo paraphernalia, like the bags and you know, all the little goodies that you can get that say Ibo on them.
And it's all worth it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Wouldn't change a thing with them. Part of what I'm trying to do now, you know, when you spend a lot of years raising kids and pinching every penny, and then you get a little older and you can have a little more to spend and a little more time on your hands, then at that point, you know, I intend to live life to the fullest. And I like taking advantage of the technology. It really adds fun to life for us.
I'm just curious, how many of the little guys are we hearing there in the background right now?
Just one.
Just one.
Have Orange Dog up this morning. He wanted to get up, so I got him up. He's coming towards the end of his battery cycle. And he's been acting a little insecure this morning. He's normally our party dog. And the last place we took him was a Christmas dinner, and it was kind of noisy, and he didn't get a lot of attention. So he's been kind of insecure since then. So when he gets booted up, you have to really kind of give him a lot of love, and slowly he'll come back and be his old party self.
Well, Mr. Binder, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. You have a great day.
That's Bruce Binder in Rancho Cordova, California, with Orange Dog.